Washington, Donald Trump says he will sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Canada and Mexico. The president-elect posted to Truth Social on Monday that the duties will be among his actions on his first day back in the White House on January 20, Inauguration Day. Trump's announcement of the tariff plan described border security concerns with the two countries. As everyone is aware, thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before, the Republican posted. Trump said the tariff will remain in place until both countries stop drugs, in particular fentanyl, and people from illegally crossing the borders. He said until those issues are solved, Canada and Mexico will pay a very big price. Canada and the U.S. have one of the strongest and closest relationships, particularly when it comes to trade and border security, said a joint statement from Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland and Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc Monday night. They said Ottawa will continue to discuss border security issues with the incoming Republican administration. Canada places the highest priority on border security and the integrity of our shared border, it said. The statement highlighted bilateral trade, including in energy, and said Canada buys more from the U.S. than China, Japan, France, and the United Kingdom combined. But provincial leadership sounded the alarm that Canada can do more to reassure its southern neighbor. The federal government needs to take the situation at our border seriously, Ontario Premier Doug Ford posted on social media. Ford said a 25% tariff would be devastating to workers and jobs in both Canada and the U.S. Earlier Monday, Canada's premiers called on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to hold an urgent First Minister's meeting ahead Trump's return to office. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith echoed Ford's concerns in a post on X, saying, "Ottawa needs to step up and prioritize this partnership." British Columbia Premier David Eby posted, "Canadians must stand united. Ottawa must respond with strength." NDP leader Jagmeet Singh sent a more stark message to the Prime Minister. He posted on social media that Trudeau cannot keep his head in the sand. "Stand up and fight like hell," Singh said. "Canadian jobs are on the line." Trump campaigned on the promise to slap an across-the-board tariff on all imports. It has caused significant concern, with a Canadian Chamber of Commerce report suggesting a 10% tariff could take a $30 billion bite out of the Canadian economy. More than 77% of Canadian exports go to the U.S. and trade comprises 60% of Canada's gross domestic product. The tariffs would also cause a major shakeup to the American economy, and it's unclear if Trump would go through with them after campaigning on making life more affordable and increasing the energy market. Canada is the largest source of U.S. energy imports, and almost all Canadian crude oil exports went to its neighbor in 2023. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 25, 2024. 19, 2024, in Boca Chica, Texas. The Canadian Press, Brandon Bell, Poole via AP2.